producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. Ooh, that was a little mucusy, wasn't it? Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Look, I'm allowed to get sick. I'm allowed to get a cold. I'm allowed to have a sniffle. I'm allowed to have some pharyngitis. I'm allowed to have some post-nasal drip. All right? Okay, I'm human. Leave me alone. So everybody expects broadcasters to be just all gorgeous and pretty and no gas, and come on, please. Okay, everybody's all excited. They're all running around going, yee-haw, we found the cure for cancer, and I just want everyone to hold the phone. But it is pretty exciting. There is a revolutionary treatment that could stop cancer from ever coming back, and this is called a quote-unquote living drug. It's supposed to kind of act similarly to a vaccine because it's constantly alert for cancer and will hopefully nail it. It's T-cell immunotherapy. T-cell immunotherapy is where we basically have T-cells that fight, T-cells are the ones that fight infections, okay? So they take your T-cells, they modify them and teach them to hunt and destroy cancer. Then they find the cancer, right? They're patrolling, okay? And they knock it out and destroy it. And so we're basically teaching your body to learn how to fight cancer and knock it out. All right, so there's been a couple studies now. Okay, one study says that this could last 14 years in the body, possibly becoming later a permanent cure for cancer. In another study, 94% of terminally ill patients saw their cancer vanish completely. These are phenomenal results, okay? Even my husband was like, look at the news going, did you see this? And I'm like, I know, but I don't want to get too excited, okay? Because there's always, they always talk about, oh, we got the newest, the latest thing, and I'm just a little skeptical, but I'm watching this because this makes a lot of sense. Okay, so they call this, there's a few different types of cancers, obviously. You got kind of the more dry, remember I talked to you about dry versus wet and meaty and something on the skin, like a squamous cell carcinoma, kind of a drier cancer, but then you have kind of like a meatier cancer, meaty like meat, like prime rib meat, kind of like a adenocarcinoma or a sarcoma, and then you have liquid cancers like leukemia. Okay, all right, this can work in liquid cancers. Now, researcher Chiari Bonini says this is a revolution. The treatment is created from the T cells, which are your white blood cells that fight off your viruses and bacteria. They remove them from the patient. They genetically tweak them to recognize and attack their cancer. Then these genetically modified cells are grown in, I guess, millions in a lab before being infused back into the patient. Then they hunt down and destroy the cancer cell. Scientists around the world now are perfecting the technique, and so far a series of trials is looking pretty damn good. So basically, some cancers, they just don't allow your T cells, because some of you are like, why aren't your T cells fighting cancer to begin with? They do. You have cells turning cancerous many times throughout your lifetime, and your body fights it. Your body finds them. Either tumor necrosis factor or some of the other cell lymphocytes that you have, find it, and then, I guess, attack it there. Unfortunately, when you have a weakened immune system or you have too many cancer cells to deal with or the injury is so bad from the HPV or whatever's giving you your cancer that your body just can't take control. That's why they need to take your T cells out, teach them, modify them, grow billions of them, and then inject it back into the body. They said that, let me see here, some of the most exciting results come from San Rafael Scientific Institute in Milan, where doctors gave 10 patients infusions of T-cells and watched how long they lasted in the body. And one type survived for 14 years, according to this report at the Conference of American Association of Advancement of Science. Dr. Benigni said these cells, I know, it sounds like panini, I'm getting hungry. Dr. Benigni said these cells may last for life. If they were also genetically engineered to hunt down and destroy cancer, they would patrol the body year after year and stop it from ever returning. She kind of, you know, likened this to a vaccine that's supposed to provide you protection against infection for life, because basically you get a vaccine, it teaches your T cells what to look for. And then the cells decide to hunt it down. When it sees it, it hunts it down. I think it's amazing how you can get a little baby virus or a little baby cold that sneaks in through your nostrils, right? And here your immune system is floating around. I mean, you know, you thought security, you know, at TSA was good. I mean, no, this is security at its finest. People could learn a lot from how your body does security. But it finds it and boom. You know, it's like, you know, God forbid you get stung by a bee and you get that big, huge, inflammatory reaction. You're like, oh my gosh, I mean, how did the body, I got stung in the foot. Really? And no, I mean, it's, your body is all over it. I mean, it's, if your body is working right. So these T cell based immunotherapies may be exactly what we need. And I'm looking at pictures right now. Oh, it looks so pretty. Oh, the T cells are so pretty. All right. So scientists at Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center in Seattle gave genetically modified T cells to leukemic patients with months to live. The cancer disappeared in 94% of cases. Patients with their blood cancer saw response rates of greater than 80%, with more than half experiencing complete remission. This is extraordinary. There was a little baby girl, Layla Richards, was given T-cell treatment, so experimental it only been tested on mice. She's from north of London. Had one of the worst cases of leukemia her doctors had unfortunately ever seen. But luckily, her parents didn't give up, and one of the doctors gave her an infusion of 50 million genetically engineered cells to hunt and kill her cancer. And wow, it wiped out her cancer. Too early to say if she's cured, but she's definitely in remission, and they call it a near miracle. So if you guys want to do the dance, go ahead. But, I mean, we still got a long way out until we know, you know, who's going to pay for this and how this is going to work. But this is way cool. Way cool.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a lot of you guys after the three-day weekend had noticed that a lot of your coworkers called out. So it's interesting. There's been some stories out there on the best and worst reasons to call out sick. And I'd like to go through them. But really quickly, I have an email here. And any of you guys that have any questions, please email us at drdahlia@hotmail.com. drdahlia@hotmail.com, or just go to the website at drdahlia.com. And of course, you could call in at 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-362-3254. So Laura writes, my doctor refuses to complete my FMLA paperwork for my job. I suffer from menstrual cramps. I'm about to lose my job if they don't turn these in, but can't go to another physician in time because my HMO has to reassign me a new doctor. How do I know the new physician will complete my FMLA before I sign up with them? So FMLA, I've talked about FMLA a lot on the show. FMLA was designed for if you had a baby, You know, if you had a, if you had to take care of a family member, if you had a serious health condition like a heart attack, car accident, etc., you wouldn't lose your job as a result of it. You would have some protection, usually up to about 12 weeks, I believe, for a serious condition. And then, I think for foster care and placement of a child, there's some foster care child issues. That's like, I think, there's supposed to be 12 work weeks that you're eligible for within a 12-month period, okay? And it's national, okay? So states can't change this, from what I understand. And so you have a serious medical condition while you're dealing with it, and according to the website from the Department of Labor, if you're unable to work at all, if you're unable to perform any one of the essential functions of the employee's position, an employee who must be absent from work to receive medical treatments for a serious health condition is considered to be unable to perform the essential functions of the position during the absence of treatment. Hence, if you have to go to the doctor because you're dealing with diabetes, if you're dealing with a heart issue, et cetera, you are allowed to take off work unpaid. You don't get paid to take off work, but you are allowed to take off work without repercussions of being fired. That's what the FMLA is supposed to protect you from. And we've talked about this in my neck of the woods. Almost everybody and their mother has some sort of FMLA. And serious conditions could be anywhere from you having heart disease, you having cancer, you dealing with HIV treatment, to, you know, you having stress, you having anxiety, you having asthma, you having menstrual cramps, you having back pain, you having shoulder pain, you have elbow pain, you have knee pain, you have foot pain. Now, for any of us that have had foot pain or back pain or menstrual cramps, it's very difficult to work on those days. I mean, in the olden days, we kind of, you know, just trucked through it and we did what we could and we asked, you know, our employer to do work accommodations, etc. But as companies are getting less and less mom and pop shop and more big conglomerates, these big, huge organizations, it's a lot harder to get certain work accommodations, which, by the way, you need to talk to your human resources to see if you can. Maybe you don't have to miss work. Maybe you could do a sit-down job. So if you do suffer from foot pain, you could still work. But now we have everybody getting some sort of FMLA to protect themselves from losing their job. The recession scared the heck out of a lot of us. So I get multiple requests from people for their FMLA. I have to document it's a serious condition. Unfortunately, I have a lot of patients who they have severe menstrual cramps, but they won't go to the gynecologist. Or they have severe back pain, but they won't go to an orthopedist. And I'm like, look, okay, if you are having such a serious condition that's preventing you from leaving work, why aren't you wanting to move forward and address it? No, it's just if I call in, I don't want to get fired. So unfortunately, you have a group of the population who is using the one medical condition to allow them to call out and then blame it on their back, blame it on their headache, blame it on their menstrual cramps. And so what I do as a doctor is I don't turn anybody down for FMLA, but we have a plan. I mean, if you have serious headaches and you suffer from debilitating headaches, I'm going to recommend an MRI. I'm going to recommend you check in with a neurologist. Okay? I mean, I would like to solve your headache problem. Now, mind you, I have headaches, and I get it. I mean, I'll wake up with a headache one day, and I won't want to go to work. Luckily, I could take an Excedrin migraine, so I could still work. And so I luckily haven't had them debilitating to the point where I had to take off work. But I remember a couple days, I thought of leaving early. I mean, it's nice to have that option without fearing you'll get fired. But if your doctor is refusing to complete FMLA paperwork, my suggestion to you would be to ask him why. Well, I don't think that's a serious medical condition. Okay? Menstrual cramps is. So then my suggestion to you is, if this doctor is your regular primary care doctor, I'm assuming if you have severe menstrual cramps, you have a gynecologist. And then if you've been seeing a gynecologist, then that gynecologist could fill out your paperwork. You see? If you're not if the person refusing your FMLA is your gynecologist, that's kind of odd, you know, because many of them, if you have, you know, chronic bleeding or abnormal periods or pain, that's a no-brainer. But if you're seeing another physician and you're asking him to write for your menstrual cramps, but you don't even currently have a gynecologist or you're not seeing a gynecologist, my suggestion would be to maybe see one and then they could do your FMLA. But you have a lot of doctors there that just don't want to put their, you know, license on the line and say you have a serious condition. And what's very, very interesting about the paperwork, and I've talked to you guys about this before, is it does put the doctor's head in a noose. Okay? You know, I've had people say, you know, I need to take off work because I have chest pain. I'm like, well, if you have chest pain, let's put this FMLA aside. We need to now deal with your chest pain. You could be having cardiac issues. No, my heart's fine. Just fill out the FMLA. And I'm like, you want me to fill out the FMLA that you have a possible cardiac issue, but you don't want me to do anything to check the heart? You don't want me to order anything? You don't want me to send you to a cardiologist? No, I just want my FMLA. I'm like, but if I sign this, I'm going to look like the worst doctor in the world. So, and they do that on purpose. So, I am starting to see more and more doctors reject the FMLA. I'm thinking what's happening is it's just there's too many of you asking for it. It used to be, you know, very... it used to just, you know, be a part of the, you know what, you had a heart attack, you were in the hospital, I took care of you in the hospital, of course, here's your FMLA. And now it's, you have people that you've never even seen before, new patients to you coming in for FMLA. I get that all the time, like, I've never met you. And on the FMLA paperwork, it'll ask, you know, when did you treat the patient for this? And a lot of times it's the date you're filling it out, I just met them today. So, guys, you know, what my recommendation is if you don't want to get fired for your serious health condition, okay, and you do have the means to go to a doctor, obviously, and you have health insurance, make sure you are seeing a doctor for that serious health condition because it is going to get harder to get FMLA. A lot of doctors and medical providers are not going to want to fill that out. You have back pain, debilitating back pain. Okay, has anyone done an MRI? Have you had your back checked? You have diabetes. That is out of control. Are you seeing the endocrinologist? All right. And, you know, a lot of you will say, well, Dahlia, tell them that my diabetes makes me tired. Oh, I had somebody that wanted FMLA because he says he cannot wake up to his alarm clock. He goes, I need FMLA because I'm going to get fired. And I'm like, why are you going to get fired? He goes, I always come in late. And I go, why are you coming late? He goes, because I can't wake up to my alarm clock. I just can't wake up. And I go, are you doing drugs the night before? Do you have a sleep disorder? Do you have sleep apnea? No, just fill out the FMLA. And I go, well, what is your serious health condition? Is it narcolepsy? Is it, yeah, say that. And I go, but if I'm diagnosing you, then I have to, with my license, talk about why it is narcolepsy and what we're doing for it. So I referred him to a sleep specialist and I filled out his FMLA, but I documented on there that this is what I'm recommending. So my suggestion to you also, if you have an HMO, you have an HMO and they have to reassign you to a new doctor, how do you find a physician who will complete it? My suggestion to you on that is talk to your coworkers. If your coworkers have a doctor that they like, that takes your insurance, and their doctor filled out their FMLA, then that may be an FMLA-friendly doctor. But please, guys, don't abuse this, okay? Because you are ruining it for yourselves later. If many of you guys are using FMLA because you want to sleep in, has nothing to do with your medical condition. This is why you guys are starting to see problems. And, you know, God forbid you actually do have, you know, a severe medical issue and you cannot make it to work, or you're driving to work and you have a stool accident from diarrhea or something and you want to call out, you know, you may not be able to. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Speak. All I I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Attention citizens. This man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I'd like to know what some of you guys think, and hopefully many of you are listening live when we're live. If not, leave your answer on the answer line. I'd like to know, do you think the Supreme Court justices should maybe have term limits, all right, where it's not a lifelong nomination, but an appointment to the Supreme Court, but that there's a term limit to Supreme Court justices? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC, D-A-L-I. I've been thinking about this as conspiracy theories have been circulating around Antonin Scalia's death. We lost one of our Supreme Court justices over the weekend, and they say they found him with a pillow over his head. His clothes weren't ruffled. There didn't seem to be any struggle, but there was a pillow over his head when they found him dead. Now, I mean, pillows fall to balance on top of the face. That's a little odd, but he had a pillow over his head. I mean, I sleep with a pillow on my face. But, so that was a little weird, and you had some real idiotic conspiracy theories that, you know, Spock from Star Trek did it, or Dick Cheney shot him in a hunting accident, and all sorts of stupid stuff. But, when you put together that he was found with a pillow on his face, no autopsy, a doctor wasn't there to look at, you know, if his eyes were bloodshot, or if he had any signs or symptoms of asphyxiation, yeah, people are gonna start to wonder. And then people are really, really going to wonder, because the unfortunate passing of Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, which, you know, should right now be, you know, his life revered and us talking about his accomplishments, unfortunately now is just kind of being hijacked by the whole political turmoil and turbulence that we have now. When you see how important this Supreme Court nomination can be, it does make you think a little bit, okay? So I'll let the conspiracy theorists do what they're doing and let them talk. But being proactive here, I'm really wondering if we should consider term limits. And not so much because then we don't have to worry about Supreme Court justices being killed. Oh, yeah, and some theorists are saying President Bush did it. Others are saying the Clintons did it. So, I mean, it's ridiculous. I am a little shocked that there wasn't any, security detail. I don't know. There are some things a little bit odd, but not enough for me to think that, we should be going down the conspiracy path. But I gotta tell you, man, you know, having a Supreme Court justice pass away, and then there being the back and forth viciousness when it comes to who should be, you know, our lifetime appointee in the Supreme Court, it just makes you wonder if our process is a little bit off. All right? Now, we have the potential now to go a whole year without the Supreme Court having an odd number of people, meaning there's a chance that we won't get any decisions done, any decisions made, because it'll be deadlocked 4-4. If Obama is able to get his nomination through, then we have a liberal, most likely a liberal-leaning Supreme Court. If the Republicans are able to fight it and delay, and obviously they won't look that good in the media, except to, you know, Republicans. If they're able to fight it and delay it and fight it, then they may be able to nominate somebody, and then that person will be able to start close to a year from now, and then the Supreme Court could kind of get back to work. If as long as they wouldn't be deadlocked. So when you kind of look at this, you're like, well, why don't we have set endings? So we don't have this surprise. We don't have this scramble. Okay. I Supreme Court justices don't usually die in office, but it does happen. And you wonder where, you know, my problem with the whole Supreme Court is, whoever nominates them, they seem to really rule that political leaning. So where you want to have a branch of the government that, you know, really looks at the law and will give you what the honest, interpret the law as neutral as possible, we don't see the neutrality. We see, you know, left-leaning this way and right-leaning that way. So here we are in an absolute scramble because we had a Chief Justice unfortunately pass in an election year when we have a lot of hope for the future, okay, in terms of ending the Obama administration and moving forward. Whether we're moving forward with a Hillary or Bernie or a Trump, Cruz, Rubio, whatever, okay, there's a lot of people looking forward to, you know, the newness. And you have some Democrats who are even like, oh, man, if Obama is picking the president, now we have still more of Obama still left within the government long term. So that's why I think definitely Obama's going to jump on this and nominate somebody. So, from a political standpoint, if he nominates somebody, like I've discussed this earlier, somebody may not want to be the sacrificial lamb, okay? It's obvious that the Republicans are going to block, you know, at least the first couple nominations. So whoever he nominates may be very politically strategic. He may nominate somebody who is a demographic that the Republicans really, really want. So he may nominate a woman. He may nominate an African American or a Latina. He may nominate a Jewish nominee. I don't know. And then the media could have a field day if the Republicans block it, saying that the Republicans are anti-female, anti-Latina, anti, etc. And so that's, you know, what I would do if I was the GOP, okay, this is what I would do, is I would right now recommend somebody and have America fall in love with that person being the justice, okay? And again, and unfortunately people are going to pick the demographic, you know, to be able to sway voters. But I would get ahead of this and recommend somebody who you feel would do the best job. And if it does end up aligning with the same demographics that Obama would, I mean, if it would be a female or a minority, etc., get ahead of this and say, look, okay, this is who we would like. I know we don't really get a chance to nominate, but this is somebody we would want to see on the Supreme Court. So if they say one side is blocking, you know, because of, you know, racism, etc., the GOP could say, but look, this is who we want. This is who we are going to suggest, or we are going to hope to suggest that the president nominates eventually. That's not the way it's done. Usually the president makes a nomination and the Senate, you know, has to fight it out. But I would do that. I would get ahead of this so that nobody can, you know, cry racism or discrimination from one side or the other. My guess is, I don't know, everybody's just talking about just blocking no matter what. And that's why maybe term limits. Yeah, I'm reading one op-ed here in the Washington Post, and he suggests 18 years. He suggests that then let me see here. The way he calculated, I apologize, I don't have it up front, but he calculated that if each justice was appointed to an 18-year term instead of for life, with 9 justices, you would have a vacancy every 2 years. Every presidential election would mean 2 vacancies. A new president taking office in January would know that the first vacancy would come up a few months later in July. The Supreme Court would finish their work, etc. Then the second vacancy would come 2 years later. So every president has a chance to put somebody up on the Supreme Court, but that person is not able to be there longer than 18 years. This allows a little bit more of a mix. In 18 years, there's a lot of work that could get done in 18 years. So, I don't know. To me, we don't have to worry about justices being killed or, you know, now, true, there could always be the chance that somebody passes away. Then, I mean, just because you have term limits doesn't ensure that you're not going to have what happened with Scalia. But I got to tell you, having these set points prevent a lot of this chaos. We look like idiots right now to other countries, right? You know how we are fighting so viciously. So, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50% and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DrDahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So Ben and Jerry's, okay, still being very entrepreneurish. Didn't they have like a Bernie Sanders flavor I don't know. Anyway, they have a new line of non-dairy desserts with 4 vegan flavors. That's pretty nice. The company has a line here for, they say it's for our fans. We've been wanting to do it. We've been listening to them for a while. Say this is something we want. And we've actually been working on it for about 3 years. The result, 4 decadent flavors. Chunky Monkey, Chunky Fudgy Brownie, Caramel Coffee Caramel Fudge, and PB and Cookies. Instead of milk and cream, the base is almond milk with coconut oil mixed in. It tastes like real ice cream. I like it, according to Avigdor Schiffman. During a tour of Ben & Jerry's Waterbury plant, visitors got a chance to try the new flavors. They sound yummy. They say, I've really been looking forward to this, and actually I came up here for this because I've been trying to find it everywhere in the country. Since 1978, Ben & Jerry's has dabbled in non-dairy with sorbet. But this is the first time they could do something that pleases vegans and those who are lactose intolerant. I should probably check that. I'm not lactose intolerant, but I sure could, you know, use less calories. All right. So, hope you guys like it. Let me know. And I'm going to try to check that out. I don't know. I think I like the fudgy chocolate. Okay, that sounds yummy. See, I'm wondering how they do the chocolate. I don't know if chocolate. No, yeah, chocolate. There's no animal products. Yeah, I think that would work. The UN, they say stopping Zika may require genetically modified insects. Okay, the World Health Organization says it may be necessary to use controversial methods like genetically modified mosquitoes to wipe out the insects that are spreading the Zika virus across the Americas. Now, some of you guys are scratching your head going, wait a second. Didn't genetically modified mosquitoes put us in this mess? We don't know that yet, but that's something that I'm hoping somebody's looking into. Okay, you know, we're hearing reports that back in 2012, a bunch of genetically modified mosquitoes were released in Brazil to help fight malaria and the spread of mosquito-vectored illnesses. And if that's what caused this, I would be very reluctant to, you know, I guess, be very, very reluctant to modify more mosquitoes. They say the virus has been linked to a spike in babies born with abnormally small heads, microcephaly, in Brazil and French Polynesia. The UN Health Agency has declared Zika a global emergency. No definitive proof right now that it's causing the birth defects, but you're having some sources say, yes, that's what's doing it. The World Health Organization said its advisory group has recommended further field trials of genetically modified mosquitoes, which have previously been tested in small trials in countries including the Cayman Islands and Malaysia. They say given the magnitude, the World Health Organization encourages affected countries to boost the use of both old and new approaches to mosquito control as the most immediate line of defense. Okay, how else? I mean, you know, if you can't avoid them, try knocking them out. That's, I guess, their thinking. Right now, 34 countries have been hit by the virus. Next week, the World Health Organization Chief Dr. Margaret Chen is going to travel to Brazil, the epicenter of the outbreak, to discuss Zika and microcephaly with the country's health minister and other officials. So, previous experiments that release sterile insects have been used in other agencies. You know, you release sterile insects, that will then prevent the mosquito from reproducing, right? And then when the mosquito has sex with a sterile mosquito, then they end up dying off after their lifetime. And we'll talk about the reproductive cycle of the mosquito. That kind of sounds fun. Make sure your kids aren't listening, though. And then maybe you could these mosquitoes, unfortunately, these 80s mosquitoes are very sneaky, they're very aggressive, and they're also very easily able to adapt. As we hear that there's 6 pregnant women in Mexico that they have thus far found as they're looking for women with Zika who could possibly have babies born with microcephaly, this mosquito is able to travel north, and we've already had cases of Zika up in the States. If this mosquito decides to travel and be able to transmit, we got a huge problem. Last month, British biotech firm Oxitec said tests in Brazil in 2015 showed that genetically altered sterile male mosquitoes succeeded in reducing a type of disease spreading mosquito larvae by 82% in one neighborhood in the city of Piracicaba. The genetically modified males don't spread disease because only the female's mosquitoes bite. Some of you guys are nodding your head. Stop it right there. Environmentalists have previously criticized the genetically modified approach, saying wiping out an entire population of insects could have unforeseen effects on the ecosystem. I would say, guys, before you do this, can you figure out what the heck happened back in 2012 when you guys released these mosquitoes in the first place? Can we please find out what happened first? Okay, I'm really wary of you guys starting to mess with this because we have no idea what the heck is going on. So, the only problem is that may be the only way to stop this. A group of doctors in Argentina, physicians in the crop spray town suggested that the jump in microcephaly cases may not be caused by Zika, but by larvicide, piriproxifen, a larvicide used in drinking water that aims to prevent mosquito larvae from developing into adulthood. The group said the larvicide has been used since 2014 in Brazil in several areas with a reported rise in babies with birth defects. If this has nothing to do with the mosquito, but it has to do with the insecticide, that one of my listeners had brought this to my attention too. It all has to be taken into account. So, they said scientists or spokeswoman Chaib and scientists at World Health Organization rejected such a link. They say, we have reviewed all scientific literature linked to this pesticide, in particular, and found the same conclusion, that there is no scientific evidence that can link this pesticide in particular to cases of microcephaly. But the government said the pesticides were not connected. Many cases of microcephaly were done in areas where this insecticide was not used. But I got to tell you something. We don't seem to believe people when they say, when the government says, look, there's no proof, okay? A lot of people just don't believe that anymore. I mean, look at all the moms who swear their babies were normal before their kids got a vaccine and then have an autistic-like makeup. You have people that just don't believe the scientific evidence. And we have seen some science wrong at times. So, these things are pretty easy to prove. Okay? I mean, you could unfortunately do animal studies. Okay? With these insecticides, you do animal studies with the mosquitoes. If we really needed to find out in a jiffy, that's something we could do. But, I say don't just follow one lead. Follow every lead. Make sure this is studied profusely and be very, very cautious before we start, mixing things up a little bit. And it's frustrating. I don't know if Oxitec was the company, but there was a company back in 2012 that was trying to fight malaria, and that was the way they wanted to do it. And, here's the thing, okay? And again, you got to credit people for trying, okay? I mean, if they come to find out that man did cause this, that we dinked around a little too much with nature. Okay, again, our hearts were in the right place. We're trying to deal with malaria. We're trying to deal with dengue fever. Okay, I mean, we need to figure out how to stop diseases. The only thing is we are not smarter than nature. I don't think we ever will be. I'm very excited about this new cancer immunotherapy that they have where we take T cells and turn them, take the T cells, genetically tweak them, infuse them back into, people to fight cancer, and they last for a long period of time. I am really, really excited about that. But the problem is nature always wins. And I'm a firm believer of that. And so I don't know, I don't want to stop science, but I want to be really, really cautious as we, tinker around. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hang me down, hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down,
hang me down.
You gotta hang me down.
Hang me down, hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Do you find it aggravating to wait for your slow flow gravity filter to produce water? Does your system run so slow that it takes an hour or more to get less than a gallon of water? Slow flow gravity water filters often utilize inferior technology that requires four elements to produce less than a gallon of filtered water per hour. Moreover, these elements don't eliminate a broad spectrum of difficult to remove contaminants, such as viruses. Well, there's good news for you. You can upgrade your slow flow system with the power of Black Berkey purification elements. That's
because they're interchangeable with most slow flow systems, and they purify water up to 8 times faster. You could replace 4 of the slow flow elements with a single Black Berkey purification element and double the speed of your system. Upgrade today to Black Berkey purification elements, the fastest and most powerful gravity elements available. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and ask about the specials. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.